Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December the 11th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating problem of drug and substance abuse by young people. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also streaming live on our websites. That's voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. Hundreds of angry residents staged a march in Bulawayo's Entumbane high-density suburb yesterday to highlight a major problem that's afflicting our youth: drug and substance abuse. This is not a problem that's only limited to Entumbane or limited to Bulawayo. It's a problem that's ravaging our country, the entire Zimbabwe nation. Human rights activists and organizations representing young people are demanding action. Parents, like we saw yesterday in Entumbane, are pushing back. They are mobilizing against people that they accuse of peddling drugs to their children. The Bulawayo incidents is a very long story, but it's one that many people in Bulawayo are familiar to. The woman allegedly peddling drugs that was a target of yesterday's protest by Entumbane residents as well as Women of Zimbabwe Arise activists is a woman known in Bulawayo as Umahadebe. We tried to reach Umahadebe to no avail, but we are still trying to get her to come on board, to come on this show and answer questions. So many people in Entumbane are accusing this woman of destroying their children by peddling drugs to them. And what is of major concern to the residents is that they have tried to report her to the police. On some occasions, she has been arrested and let go. But on many others, she has been let off the hook somehow, and many people are not amused. In Harare, Plumtree, Gweru, Bedbridge, many places in Zimbabwe are grappling with the same problem. Drug abuse among our youth has become a major problem in Zimbabwe. And that's what we are talking about on this program tonight. Ilo utaba esingalo slobo ezithandekayo lamhlanje, utaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Sibonile kusibala ukutshengisela izolo Entumbane kobulawayo, abazali abantwana izakhamizi zibambene labe woza zisola omunye umama obikwa ethengisa izidakamizwa kulindawo ubikwa ethengisa yonke nyakanyaka ngaleyo ndlela abazali bathi hayi enough is enough, we have had enough of this nonsense and now they are pushing back bathi makaxotshe lo mama kumbe abotshe kodwa amapholisa athi hayi cha asoze sukele umuntu ngoba kasilabo ubufakazi sesike samraider sangatholi lutho kumbe sathola something kodwa abanye abahlala endlini bathi ngokwabo sakwabotshwa ke bona yilo udaba esikhuluma ngalo ungaba useplumtree ungaba useharare ngiyazi ukuthi kayisilo daba olutsha kuwe lolo ludaba olwenzakalayo olubona ngamehlo olusenzakala mihla lamalanga usizwa njalo langendlebe kukhulunywa ngalo imihla lamalanga kambe lungaqedwa njani udaba lwezidakamizwa phakathi na kwabontanga ndiyo nyaya ya tiri kukurukurane zvayo nhasi veduwe nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki nezuro takaona vagari veentumbane vachiratidzira vakabatana nenhengo dzehoza vachishora mumwe mudzimai anogara kuentumbane anonzi ari kunzi ari kutengesa zvinodhaka ari kunzi ari kupomerwa nyaya dzekutengesera vana vechikoro vana vadiki diki zvinodhaka zvakawanda wanda tichange tichinzwa zvakawanda nenyaya iyoyo nemumwe anogara kuentumbane uyezve akaratidzira nezvoro saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuvhiya nhasi tichida kunzwa kwamuri vabereki vechidiki kuti dambudziko iri tingaripedza sei munyika because besides health implications, there are many problems associated with drug abuse. I'm sure many of you have heard about the opioid problem here in America. Many people, and I'm talking about hundreds of thousands, are dying of drug abuse every year. And let's dive in. We have our first guest, that's Tawanda Mafuta of the organization Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse. Tawanda, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great, and how are you doing?
We are trying these hard times in our country, you know.
I know. Rambaka, Rambai Makashinga, Mkoma Wangu, thank you for joining us. And on the other line, we have Natasha Mponde, a resident in Entumbane. She's among those who demonstrated against the alleged drug peddler. Umahateve yesterday. Natasha, good evening and welcome.
Njani?
Hai sikona unjani wena?
Hai ngiyaphila ngiyakuzali.
Hai siyaphila. Siyabonga ngokuba lati kuhlelo. Let me start with you, Tawanda. How much of a problem is drug and substance abuse among our youth?
Well, it is a real problem in our country, and it's growing almost every day. Maybe I will just be giving just a bit of, you know, a bit of statistics in terms of how we can actually see these things from a statistical point of view. If we check in all the hospitals in Zimbabwe, I think it's where we have Sakachek was in Zimbabwe. They say that over 60% of patients who are in the Sakachek was drug use with patients. And the 80% of those 60% are young people under the age of 26. That's number one. That only can tell us that it's a real problem in our country. And you can also check with the 2014 report, which says 4.7 young people in Zimbabwe under the age of 21 died because of drug abuse related cases. That was in 2014. What about now in 2018? where everyone is talking about drug abuse in every community. So it's a growing problem. And also you look at in every corner, it's like in those high-density suburbs, low-density suburbs, every corner you find there is a drug lord, there is a drug house, every corner. So it's a growing problem, and it's kind of becoming a source of income for many. Because it's pain to say. So it's growing, it's mushrooming every day, and a lot of young people are involved in these dealings, in these things. So it is growing, like, you know, it's awesome to say. And also you can check out even in terms of the criminal cases. If you check with the Zimbabwe Public Police, Side Drugs Again Department, you would see that they say that, oh, they deal with over 100 cases of drug abuse cases in a per day, which is, I mean, also every day, 100 cases of drug abuse. So it's a growing problem in our country, and we need to do something. And we have been saying that if we don't act now, we would not be able to actually address the problem if we can do like now. So it's a challenge in our country. We still have a long way to go. It's a big, big problem, and it's an obstacle to development. Because we can talk about development when we still have drug abuse now in our midst.
And Tawanda, which are the drugs of choice? Which ones are the most popular among the youth?
Well, it then depends now with the suburb. But then we have two types of drugs that we have. We've got what we call medicinal drugs. Those that we can get even to pseudo pharmacies. Then we have also narcotic drugs, which are taken for pleasure. And then some of these narcotic drugs are homemade drugs. So we have also, like, the well-known Bronclear. We have also those drugs that are taken for one. And then you also talk about the issue to do with those high alcohol substances. And then I also heard in Blawaya, there's also Nyaope. The homemade drugs that is coming from South Africa, so getting into the country slowly. But then in Blawai, that's where you had so many cases that are coming from Blawai side, coming to Gweru, Kwekwe, Zuchiakuno. So those are some of the commonly abused drugs in our country. Bronclear, Makov, it's a cough mixture. Then also, they've also gone to an extent of even abusing those ARV tablets, which is also another problem that's growing also in our country. Then also look at cocaine. It's also being found here in Zimbabwe. Young people are also taking cocaine, and then also heroin. We talk of even these strong stuff beers, Blue Diamond, that are coming from Mozambique, from Malawi, all those things. So those are our commonly abused drugs. For now, yeah, that are being abused by our fellow young people in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, Tawanda, and please do stay on the line. Ngize kuwe Natasha, sibone izolo umanyana lezinye izakhamizi zeNtumbane esifika phose inkulungwane li itshengisela ngalolu daba. Ungasitshela ukuthi lubhahe kanganani udaba lwezidakamizwa eNtumbane?
Udaba lwezidakamizwa lapha eNtumbane lubhadle kakhulu ngoba luqalise ngonyaka ka-2014 kuze kuyefika kathesi ngo-2018, okutshengisela ukuthi bese lulesikhathi eside lusenzakala kodwa kungela lutho amapholisa aluyenzayo. Ngoba abaningi izakhamizi lapha eNtumbane bezizama ukuthi zinjani zicazile lolu daba, bebonisane lamapholisa ukuba beyenze njani, kodwa akula ngitho okade thatha inyathelo emapholiseni ngalolu daba.
Izolo khonapho belijonge umama elithi ngumahadebe onguye elimethesa umlando wokuthengisela abantwana izidakamizwa. Kuyini kahle akufuqayo?
Umama uMakhadebe akufuqayo lapha uthengisa izidakamizwa ezinjengabo Bronclear, oDayipapa, imbanje labonyawophe, lamaphilisi okukhipha isifo.
Uke wa kuluma ngendaba iyo munye osakhulayo owakhipha isisu ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla wasuka watshona. Sixoxe ngamafitshane ngalokho kolunye uhlelo lwethu. Ungasitshela lolu daba ngokugcwele ukuthi uhamba njani?
Lo mntwana ubile 15 years, umntwana oyinkazana. Lo mntwana uhambe wayathenga amaphilisi kodwa ngenxa yokuthi kasebenzisanga ngendlela. Njalo futhi bekungiyela owezempilakahle okumele amtshele ukuthi awasebenzise njani. Wasebenzisa ngendlela engayisiyo, wagcina esewa-overdosile, watholakala esengobhlidayo ngabadala. Kodwa kungasenani umntwana lona utholakale esebhide okudlulisileyo, wagcina eseswelakala.
Aha, sithe sikhuluma Natasha Elia wathi bakhona abasakhulayo abasebenzisa izidakamizwa obaziyo. Ungabuntholele omunye wabo?
Ye, ukhona omunye engimtholileyo ngilayo.
Okay, ungamupha ucingo sikhulume laye.
Hayi, kulungile.
Yebo, mnumzana kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphile.
Ye, igama lakho kasi soze silidinge. Kodwa ungasichasisela kahle kahle ukuthi kungani usebenzisa isidakamizo?
Isidakamizwa yinto e-addictive and isidakamizwa yinto othi ungayiqalisa kube luhambo loluyana ukuthi kuya ungamelanga nje, kube luhambo lwekela nje kathize ungazange wathola izaluleko lokuncediseka. So izidakamizwa mina njengomntwana osakhulayo ngaziqalisa ngisesikolo ngiwu-form 3 and ngiziqalisa khona lapho ngiwu-form 3 ngayikwenza nje kuyinto eyangijabulisa, but ngokuhamba kwesikhathi it became a part of my life and kuba nzima ukuthi ngihluleke ukuthi ngikwazi ukuziya lezo zidakamizwa. And recently I approached certain people that it might try to help me, but sometimes kuya kukuhambe kuphinde kubuye. And ngikhuluma nje kathesi ngisengile almost 3 weeks ngizama ukuthi ngiyekele ukusebenzisa and I'm believing ukuthi kuzangisebenzela, but izidakamizwa kuhambe olukuthi ungayiqalisa vele kunzima ukuthi yekele, especially imba.
Which drugs do you use?
I mean, ngi-addicted kakhulu kizo zimbanje.
Uzithenga ngapi? Komahadeve?
Imbanje ngiyithenga komahadeve entumbalo.
Yimalini ibhora?
Ibhora lembanje idola.
Wena ule minyaka emingaki?
Mina kathesi ngile 22 years.
22 years. Usahamba esikolo?
Ayesikolo ngase ngiqedile u-A level, so ngaswela izimali zokuthi ngiqhubekele phambili, but i-A level ngase ngiqedile.
Wapasa?
Ngapasa ngile 13 points.
Okay, aqhubeka kubambele khonapho. Tawanda Ndimbozo kakwauri. I'm talking to a 22-year-old whose name we cannot reveal, but he's a resident of Entumbane in Bulawayo. He smokes weed, a lot of it. Imbanje, upema imbanje, ano sutambanje. Anzi andicha goni kurega. Saga I've tried but I've relapsed. Saga right now anzi ndine ma viki 3 matatu ndisinga sutimbanje zacho. Anzi I'm trying to quit. Asi zviri kunetsa. Zvi zvamunga taura ne zviri kutaura ne mfesu.
Yeah, I think chekutanga is said to have that kind of a situation in Zimbabwe. For your own information, I think the people might need to know that in Zimbabwe, Muguzarakwaye, we don't have what to call a drug rehab center in Zimbabwe, Muguzarakwaye. People are busy focusing on other things that are not pertinent and forgetting about this issue, which is a very crucial issue in our economy in terms of growing our economy. So we don't have a drug rehab center in Zimbabwe. Therefore, those people who are drug addicts, they are feeling difficult. they are finding it difficult to actually come out of that, you know, cage of addiction. So that's why this guy is finding it difficult. Could I see it was Hana a supporting a mechanism that is being brought to him at the time of need? So it's a challenge, number one. Two, even in terms of our in our communities, in our grassroots level, we don't have actually qualified personnel from the police level to the social welfare to the health services, health providers, the clinics, the hospitals. We don't have the qualified people who can actually address or attend to the addiction of these people. Because when we talk of those people who are addicted by drug abuse, they are falling under psychosis patients. That's it. Of which is a different issue on its own when it comes to drug abuse issue. So the challenge is what we are trying to do is we're trying to bring an awareness to the community as well to the government. We've been advocating for this thing, I think, since 2015 when we started establishing this organization, in 2015, to say, government, we need to do something about this thing. Yes, it's happening. Yes, we don't have resources. But let's try to put some mechanism at each and every hospital. Let's have a rehab center where we can have even my incoming patients, outpatient facility for those people who are drug addicts. So at least we are doing something. But then right now, you just go Kupare, and then you are being fed to annex. You don't know, talk about Jackson, or talk about Tuesday, just like that. But at the time of Apana, a Sunday, which you can stay there, Ubogaro, but say, what they don't talk about, right? Or a supporting mechanism, you say, after Wanda Kumba, you have to do 1, 2, 3. I also need to talk about the issue to do why are young people taking these drugs? Because they are idle. So when you are idle, then look for something that can occupy your time. Therefore, you start to take drugs. This guy is taking banjo, right? In a drum banjo, or a mushkona, or a gramushkona, and everything is okay. This guy is also a brilliant child. Taking points is not a joke.
That's not a joke. That's not a joke. I mean, he's a genius. Yeah. So, he's very smart.
Yes, you see. So we are losing a productive person in our economy. Yet we are busy talking about things that doesn't even have to do with. We are not talking about the 23rd agenda, right, in Zimbabwe. But then we cannot reach, we cannot actually attain that goal as long as the drug abuse issue has already been resolved. But the 23rd agenda is also trying to push forward young people into the limelight. Yet these young people are the ones who are taking drugs today, that are dying today, that are, getting all those kind of diseases because of drug abuse today. So if we fail to address the problem right now, today, we might not be able to attain our goals and objectives in 2030, in 2025, in 2050, and all those things. So it's a challenge. We need to do something about this. We have been talking about it since, I don't know, our government is not prioritizing this issue. Look, mm-hmm. I'll give an example of HIV and AIDS. We need to come up with my policies, we come up with my strategies, our best to combat this. But right now we're talking about, we are celebrating some strides, some achievements that we have been doing as a way of keeping the HIV and AIDS. Why can't we do the same effort that we are putting into HIV and AIDS? Why can't we put the same effort in drug abuse? Well, actually, at least HIV and AIDS, you can get all the support that you need for free or at a reasonable price. But if the drug abuse, you need to be filthy rich for you to be sent to South Africa where you can get a service for you at a rehab center. But in Zimbabwe, you don't have a drug rehab center.
Uh-huh.
You need to look at all those things. So it's a challenge that we are also facing as a country. The ministry has to play its part. The Ministry of Youth, they have also to be voice for the voiceless.
If I may come in there, Tawanda, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. I take our first listener, it's 25 minutes past the 8. This is The Connection. We are broadcasting live from the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight, We are talking about the escalating problem of drug and substance abuse by our youth. And my guests tonight at Wanda Mafuta of the Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse. I also have Natasha Mponde, an Tumbane resident who marched together with hundreds of other residents yesterday. Vachi gunungona nekutenge swa kweshno daga be konona ngokutengi swa kwezi tagamizwa ngomonye abati ngumahatebe. Se zamile ukudinga incingo zakho umahatebe sehlulekile kodwa mayilalele. Funokufona engasifonela amapholisa athi ayalwazi udaba lwe entumbane ayalwazi udaba oluhluphayo kodwa bathi hayi umahadebe lo kayisuyemsolwa ngoba kabalabo ubufakazi bokubana uyakwenza lokho. Owesithathu engilaye ngumfana osakhulayo, a brilliant boy, he's 22 years old, uleminyaka ngu-22. Mumuandi naye wechitatu mkomana anemakore 22 arikuti ano shandisa zvinodhaka anzi ndinonyatso suta mbanje maningi naizvozvo andigoni kusiya the reason why I'm saying he's a genius is that akaita A level yake akabura ne 13 points asi anzi ndakashaya mari yekuendera mberi nechikoro wenza uA level lucha esila ecingweni waphumale 13 points and that's not a joke, people. You gotta give it to this boy. Kodwa uthi izidakamizwa ziyamkhulela uzithenga kumahadebe. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana angakathathi umlaleli. Ibhora uthe lilithenga ngedola ngelanga ubhema amabhora amangaki?
Ngelanga kuyabe kusiya ngokuthi sometimes i-activity yabuyenza iyabe ingenjani, but esikhathini esiningi vele bengikwanisa ukuthi even a maximum of 3 ngelanga bengikwanisa ukuzibeka, especially nxa kungama-activity lani ukuthi maybe we're going for outing and such stuff into lapho okuyabe kule high demand. Sometimes because ngikhuluma nje mina endlini vele abakwazi ukuthi mina ama-idakamizwa ngiyasebenzisa imbanje ngasiyona, and I think keeping that for long and I really try so hard sometimes to teach, but I find myself going back from what I started. So being the teacher sokuthi ngazi ukuthi ngingasizakala kanjani, but yeah.
Nxa uyabhema amabhora angu 3 every day, $3 you are spending $3 every day. Iviki siyaphela sule $21 uyasebenza uyithola ngaphi imali?
Ya njengokulokhuza sometimes yabe ngihlanganisa and lakho ngikhani ukuthi nxa ngilokhuza endlini I'm one of the person engathi ngithembakele when it comes to executing activities. So ngiyabe ngikwazi ukuthi ngokwazi ukuthunywa maybe ngithole ikhathi kumbelani ngakwathi ngihlale lami ngingelayo imali ngihambe emanganini then but an average of $3 that's a maximum that I use at this point for us.
Aha, naqhubeka ubambile khonapho sithathe umlaleli timbotora mtereri vachibedura makadenyu vachibedura.
Tiripezeni makadiniu.
Aiwa, tinofara hedu. Kurisei kwamuri?
Kuri nani serega, maita basa. Ndoterera chinguva chenyu each and every day.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndanzwa topiki iripo yenyaya yezvinhu zvinodhaka izvi.
Tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya iyoyi inotondibata-bata zvizhinji iyoyi. Nekuti pane imwe nhau yakaitika kumashure uko asi ndeyemuna wangu. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti nhau iri kuitika mukati menyika yezimbabwe inyaya yeikonomi. Maindastri aozi akavharwa kusina mabasa. Saka vachangopedza chikoro havasina kana zvekuita mukati menyika yezimbabwe. Saka zvaakuitisa kuti vanhu around Zimbabwe, especially on Jimbo in Norton. She involve a foot, my three sons, my CID. Is that as a discovery, I mean, when you know, under a city, I had a white Jason Katimba, Stingers, Dawa, Stingers, Jim. Can I think of Jim? Chino Chichi, Chakutabo, can I tell you from there? I don't wait on a rate. Can I ask him a foot to my dad's girl without my dad's actual? She knew that I come from Tare Gay. Said, I don't want to care for to come over to you. I want to pretend that I want to go in there with you. Said, I'm not going to pay for you. I pretend to say I'm a lot. I'm going to tell you some drugs. No way. Said, I'm not going to get a liberty. I can't come up with my drugs. Why? My watch has my spirit.
Saka mkomo wangu saka mningina wenyu uyu akazo siya here ari kupi
kusiya izvi akatosiya akutoshanda ndakamuchagira zvokubata bata akutoshanda
aha akagona se akagona sei kusiya
mawanira aita madzadzi. Hello.
Ndataka gona sei kusiya akaenda ku rehab kana kuti akango siyana nazvo.
Ipapo ndimara akashanda munhu akatotanga kutotsanyira chitomba chitomuna mato. Vanhu vese mhuri yese takatoungana chitomba chitomuna mato at least mwari anzoti sine kuti zvaanga akuita zvacho zvazana zviri uncontrollable.
Mhm. Aiwa tinote.
Akanga akutudza manje.
Aha, naiwa tinotenda vachibedura nekupinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much.
Oh, nacha naita basa manzinda muchirongwa.
Aha, thank you there. Ngipenduke kuwe mnumzana. So uthe abazali kabakwazi ukuthi uyabhema. Izimbanje zoto sibhemayo akulo okunye ukuthatha.
Imbanje kuphela okunye akulengu bema bema imbanje kuphela izosebenza endizo emfundisa ngalo ngamandla ukuthi izale yini ngibethenga ukuthi this time ngizaphumela but singaye ngakuzama almost more than 5 times if I can remember but ngibe mbuyi and konkana it really killed my instinct ngiyenza lana ngingabili ubuntu ebantwini and I don't know how can I explain this but
akuchasise khonapho uthi ukwenza ungabi lobuntu ebantwini nxa zikunankile zikudabulile sibili yabo sizwa njani
zinxa ngiyabe ngidakiwe sometimes ngiyabe ngilokuthula and ngingela livevele liyani engiba lalo ispecial njengakathesi khonapho nxa ngiyabe nginganathanga ngiyabe sengilokuthula and nemicabango yami yabe ingani iba depressed and that feeling that you feel like secure and that feeling having you know here you guys especially nxa
and what kind of help really do you need what kind of assistance Would you say you need to quit that habit?
Yeah, definitely. There are some possibilities if I can get a rehab, or if I can get someone professional who can really assist me and follow the steps that I could do to fit. I would really appreciate that, and I would really do.
Okay, thank you. Then please just stay on the line. Mkoma Tawanda Nimbozo Kirakwamori.
Yes.
Somebody in America hearing this guy's story might be surprised, really. It's a fascinating story because here in America, smoking marijuana is legal in many states. Including here in D.C., where we are broadcasting from. As long as you smoke in your house, you are allowed to plant a couple of trees in your house. No one bothers you. Vavunyelwa vanobvumidzwa vanhu vakawanda ku mastates akawanda muno muAmerica anobvumidza vanhu kusuta mbanje. And really many people don't see that as a big deal. And believe me, you, many people do smoke weed here in America. So from that standpoint, from somebody who's used to smoking weed in America, who's used to having friends smoking banje every day, and hearing somebody in Zimbabwe needing help, that saying that they've become addicted to marijuana. I mean, what's your take on that story, really?
Well, I think the first point, I think, is to actually be able to call or to invite people who have got resources to establish the rehab center in Zimbabwe. At least if we'd be able to get even one rehab center at the capital city of Zimbabwe, I think it will even save other parts of Zimbabwe. Just one is enough. And also, maybe temporarily, we can also use the already existing structures in the community to say where this guy is, Entubane, right?
Uh-huh.
And we can then try to also establish some programs there, and also try to invite other partners to come, that we can also offer assistance from the grassroots level. For example, we have also come addiction counselors who are well-trained, qualified to deal with addiction cases, specifically drug abuse, drug addiction cases. So we could then bring those people at the community level.
Let me come in there, Tawanda, yeah, and cut to the chase and be blunt. Somebody in America who smokes weed every day might say, you know, smoking weed is not addictive. On the contrary, it helps your health. You know, you've heard about medical marijuana, which is big here in America. What would you say to somebody hearing this guy's story who says, "Mvesu mbanje, apana problem, mbanje is not addictive"?
Okay. Well, mbanje is a plant, right? And mbanje is good. You can get over 365 chemicals from marijuana plant, from the mbanje plant only. That's where they're getting the need to put mbanje is a herbal. Mbanje is a good plant for your health. Why? Because these 365 chemicals, they are unprocessed chemicals. That's number one. So you cannot get take the mbanje straight from the plant and then you talk out of water. Then you say, I want to get health. Drug would be eating is my healthy. Do want to go to a blade in my academy? You'll be fooling yourself. Why? Because this is an unprocessed plant, which then lead to you get more problems. Of course, the number one is addiction. Addiction is there because you then need to, the feeling of, you know, wanting to get more of the plant. So it would then born more and more problems. This is the likes of high blood pressure, addiction, of course, that's the main one. And also, the research has it that a body that abuses drugs has got, it's like marijuana, has got 70% chances of getting 5 to 6 types of cancer. That's number one. A body that abuses drugs, as long as you are below 26 years of age, you are prone to have, it will then affect the third generation offspring. Meaning to say, good, we can have mana, Down syndrome, mana, I think, animal learning disability or disabled. Oh, so I chose infertility. That's marijuana for you. Because we're taking it straight. Remember, in our system already, we have got materials in our system already. And then you are putting another chemical in your system. In the final good, we are saying mazo in emvura. We are listening mazo in emvura. And at the end of the year, we are emvura mazo. That is the same with you keep on putting another chemical in your system. And then form another chemical, which you don't know the result or the name of the chemical. You then start to have more problems in your system. They will have water, one more loss of weight gain. Yeah, and I want those cancer problems that you are now facing. I have BP at your age of 26, at age of 20, 18, you are getting my warmer BP tablet. It's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Addiction has got 3 stages. The first stage of addiction is okay. You can get help by just talking to you, like what I'm talking to you right now. You can get a help, and then you can just leave drugs, just like that. Then you have got the second stage of addiction, which is which we say you're on average. It's either you can get treated by just counseling, or you just need to be taken out from the from the environment that you're living in. And then the late second stage, the third stage of addiction, we're just waiting for you to go. But there's nothing we can do unless if you are still rich,
mm-hmm.
where you can then go to South Africa where you pay $1.5 million for detoxification process. Where we need to be drained, all the drugs in your system to be drained, and then you have a fresh blood in your system. But it's expensive. But
mm-hmm.
most of the young people who are taking drugs in our communities, they don't have that money. They only go to hospital who can have a power. It's not our culture, it's African in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Tawanda. And please just stay on the line. It's 18 minutes before 9 o'clock. Tonight we are talking drug and substance abuse among our youth. We have a caller on the line, Umatita. Good evening, caller, and welcome.
Hey, Linja.
Siyapi lunjani lawe.
How you doing?
Yeah, use kumungu pigwenda.
Anise kwe gomsala.
Aha, kunjani kwe ba? Ucingo lwakho liyaquma madida, ungahamba hamba lapho khona mhlawumbe singaxhumana kuhle.
Ngiyalizwa kahle.
Aha, sesikuzwa. Uyizwile indaba ukusipha umbono wakho.
Ngiyayizwa sibili indaba ikuthi le ilozana abantwana asibonakele ikakhulu abantwana besikolo.
Ngabe nabantwana madida galisa bagoqi yini
zama ama WhatsApp lawa abuyayo abantwana bayagugula bayenza yonke into so ikhozo kuphambanisa
yeba kithi
sedingi masiyaza njengangenela futhi bonthi kanjani ngoba abantwana ayazakuthi ababulala ikakhulu yona le imbanje le hayi hayi bathwala isenzini
kanti ilinywa ngapha amapholisi egcwele kangaka madida
bayayilima abantu bayayilima igcwele umhlaba wonke kodwa ukuthi uyoyiqonda ukuthi ilapha lapho okuhlupha khona
yeba kithi lakhona ngapha egogwe ludaba oluhluphayo mpela
luyahlupha ize lonke nje yazidakamizwa lezi kuyahlupha nje ukuthi manxa ungakazikwazi ukuthi lapha lapha kodwa umhlaba wonke.
Yebo ngithi hayi siyabonga matita ngokungena kuhlelo sile Themba balalele laba basakhulayo bazachiyana lawo lomkhuba ngoba kusebenzisa izidakamizwa ludabo lusuke lungabaphambanisi kuphela kwezempila kahle kodwa awuthola ukuba naye ikusasa lakho selithabalele.
Hayi lati siyabonga uhlelo lweni ngoba luyayenza ukuthi sibakhuthaze bezivele labo ngoba balalele khona babaningi.
Aha, hayi siyabonga ube lobusuku obuhle matita.
Hayi kubonga mina ntungamini.
Aha, that was madida ba madida bati fonera bari kugogo yanza hayi dambudziko irakazara kwese kwese munyika chero kuno kugogwe. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana, I'm sure ulaba bangane elitsha lonke imbanje kumba bathatha amanye ama drugs kunjalo.
Yebo, hayi bakhona engiseya labo esithi it's like a community and something that is really there, so we really to help each other and ngithemba lokuthi labo abanye sebengathola usizo labo endifisayo because seriously 100% asimpilo le esabe siyiphila sometimes sabe singela choice and yakulesisi sokuthi ukhwithe but sometimes because we have started it becomes a bit difficult especially if you don't have any someone who would assist you and encourage you.
Ebona abangane bakho, what kind of drugs abawathathayo?
Yeah, esikhathi esiningi especially njengokuthi izinto sometimes abe siba nzima especially nxa kuthi maybe imali like yatshansakala abanye bakwanisa ukusebenzisa ogonka abanye basebenzisa odayipapa abanye basebenzisa inyawumbe into njengazinalezo nje but mina enjalo ukuthi sometimes ngizama ukuthi ngikutshaye for someone once told me ukuthi ma usele imbanje can substitute imbanje ye-Everest and sometimes ngingayibhema ngangithala ikhanda bekhanda ukuthi kwaze kwangihlula and I always try so hard ukuthi nxa ngingaswelanga ngithwele imali I'll try so hard ukuthi ngithole ukuthi nedingene imbanje but that's something that I don't want to do anymore.
Aha, sakhona uNatasha ecele.
Ye, ngikhona.
Uyamuzwa lujaha Natasha lihlala lonke khona ngapho eNtumbane. Udubo lolu ludubo olubona insuku zonke lusenzakala phambi kwamehlo akho phambi nako obuso bakho. Kuyini ofuna kwenziwe lungalwiswa njani lolu dubo?
Lolu dubo isifiso sami kakhulu yikuthi ngifuna amapolisa a-investigate kahle indaba leyi njenga-investigator ku-prosecute abantu bekuhambe emakhoti ngendlela ezifaneleyo njalo futhi okusemthethweni okuqondileyo umuntu agwetshwe angene ejele aseve iminyaka yakhe yonke kungabi lo muntu ophumayo ukuthi namhla uvuke ebothiwe simbone ngumuntu ofake izankosi sasase simbone ehambe ekhareni sethengisa futhi into esifunayo ukuthi yonke into iyenziwe ngomthetho ku-investigator kungene ekhothi umuntu agwethe abothe njalokuthi kungabi lo muntu ophumayo iminyaka yakhe ingakakwani.
Aha, thank you there, Natasha, and please do stay on the line as we move on to a caller, Ulunga. Lunga, good evening and welcome.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I see a pilu njani la.
Hi, I'm today.
Bang, geno yi nabantuana.
Yeah, uyabona ukuthi abantwana singabasola yebo kodwa singabasoli ngoba uyabona lo muntu odayisayo odayisa idakamizwa uyazi ungene ngeyinye indlela uyazi okungelula nje ukuthi abantwana bangasurvive kuyo ngoba ma uthole ukuthi bathi icale nje imikisa nama-schools uyabona ukuthi odayisela abantwana ngento into ezifana nalezo nakuzethenga ngenhloso yokuthi bayada kanti selejoyine nje into ezifana nalezo umama lo kusho ukuthi ngezindlela embona ngayo mina isimo esikhona lapha eZimbabwe ukhona umuntu omsebenzelayo mpela umuntu osezingeni eliphezulu osathwa ngisho nangamaphoyisa ngendlela engibona ngayo ngoba ma kuyathi sokube nomntwana oye washona mpela ezama ukumkhiphisisa nalama pilisi aphathayo ukhiphisisa uwathathaphi nje esimeni esinje eselizweni. Uyabona ukuthi amaphoyisa amabethu abambopha abanalifakayo ekubeni ujaha lo okhulumayo manje ukuthi uthenga la kuye. Ngiyengikhole ukuthi abokho umfakazi amaphoyisa abawudingayo kokwezidlalo kokukhulunywa kuleyo ndoda le okhuluma ethina u-spend abo $3 ngelanga. So engicabanga ukuthi mina abantu basentumbane ngibona ngathi iplani abangase bayenze bona nje bamaphoyisa ukuthi analifakazi yikuthi bezibambele yena umama lo mathupha eyiphethe leyo nto ayidayisayo bemuyise bona emaphoyiseni straight away bebone ukuthi kusuka lapho-ke kuyosebenzeka kanjani-ke maye emkhulula kusho khona ukuthi ivele nje omunye nomunye sengayidayisela nje ngokukhululeka kwakhe nje engasabi nokuthi uzoboshwa ibone indaba
hayi siyayithola uyibeka kuhle mnumzana Lunga siyabonga ungena kuhle
okay ngibonge namhlanje
aha nimbozo ka kwa Muri mkoma Tawanda pane vamwe va noti vari kuti kazhinji vechidiki vanowanikwa vachishandisa zvinodhaka ndevavaya vari kubuda mumafamilies mumhuri dzatingati madysfunctional families maybe vabereki vanenge vasipo vari kudiaspora kana kuti varipo vabereki vacho but they don't pay attention yakawanda kuvana vavo izvizva muri kuonawo ipapo ndizvo here
well yes, it's one of the things, one of the factors are okay, but it's not like an old time reason. Why is that? Of course, now there's lack of parental guidance amongst our young people. The world we are living in, I change my try as one. Karaizi yaisukare kuti mwana mumba aipinda na 5 o'clock waifuranga apinda mbagara pasi bari mazuvano mwana angu nawangu sapinda mbaga usiku kana mungari makuseni mwana any day could be okay with it these days so even whether mbari iberika aripo hapo yes it's happening there's lack of parental guidance even the varipo or vasipo hakusina that proper guidance or proper parenthood yakuti vabereki vaabizitsvaga mari nazvo anoda mbava makuseni na 6 o'clock ozikwama neri na 8 o'clock mwana anenge ara or mwana anengari kurom kwake or anenge asombotifamba pacho so it's one of the sectors then also among I think also we need to talk about the issue with the young generation of our time. We have been taken by the influence of media and public figures in the drive to take drugs. The media is also playing a pivotal role in terms of controlling drug abuse in our country. Look at some of our artists singing songs that are promoting drug abuse. We also have the issue to do with peer pressure among young people. Those who are at college or varimo chikoro, they are also having the same problem, peer pressure. Then also, let's not forget about the issue of misinformation. We've been growing up with good issues. If we take a banje, you become a guru in account or in mathematics. That is the need. I think if we had time, I would then explain the scientific and the factors that are in need in terms of how drugs affect your brain and your state of mind. Then also the two issues to do with experimenting. We have heard that if you're taking experimenting, if you want to be happy, if you want to get more fun, they're trying to experiment. But in so doing, you're getting to addiction. And therefore, it's level, I think, to these drugs. So, yes, of course, the issue of parental guidance, but it's one of the factors. But then I also need to stress a point here, with the lack of government priority in addressing this problem is one of the major causes of drug abuse. Government is not doing much in terms of addressing this problem.
if we look at in terms of the root cause of drug abuse, you look at it's due to idleness, unemployment, lack of policies and regulations that will guide and protect the masses. I will also mention a few ones that I mean. I think I'm sure our time is getting up, but I also mention a few. We have what we call the Dangerous Drug Act in Zimbabwe. Our Dangerous Drug Act in Zimbabwe is last amended in 1996. And the drugs that are listed in that act, Dagudara, this is the Tanzanama drugs, so they are not recorded in the act, which is finding it difficult for the enforcers, law enforcers, to deal with the case, because it's not in the law. One. Two, the Public Health Act, or the Public Health Policy, is talks of not to sell persons under 18 years of age of alcohol, but it is selling in terms of consumption. So you cannot buy alcohol, but you can consume alcohol as long as you are in your room when I'm in 10 years or 11 years. So those are some of the loopholes that our laws have. Then also look at, we can also check out in terms of the Liquor Licensing Act, our local bylaws, in a setup, for example, in a setup where we have got 10,000 houses, we expect to have at least 50 maji, my beer or my tavern or my bottle store. But we find that in 10,000 minimum, we have got over 50% of the space is occupied by bottle stores. Mm-hmm. We then increase the availability of these drugs. So it's not concerned to one of our trauma drugs. But imagine 5 steps from your house, you're getting to a beer or a tavern or where a drug lord is situating it. So that's another figure that's contributing to the uptake of drugs in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Thank you, Tawanda. And we have 3 minutes remaining on the clock. Young man, coming back to you, give us your last word before I give you some counseling.
All right. Yes, Naringe, so good thing, man. I will be in Zega and I would be a marriage space now centers that might look on the issue of advising young people, telling them the importance of staying away from drugs. Also, I have experienced men, especially one of my colleagues. They tell people who have been performing better than me, due to that they might be getting medication that was using a lot of freedom and they ended up smoking more and practicing like smoking like this. It also leads to only if you smoke 2 days, tomorrow might smoke in 3 days and the process is ongoing. So I really desire that if you have recreational centers that help these young people that are in.
I'm not a counselor, but I can give you some advice. You're a young man with a future ahead of you, very intelligent, very smart, 13 points at A level. That's not a joke. Focus, I'm fine. Udinge umtongaku ongakusiza i-counseling uyidinge mhlawumbe i-rehab awusozuyithole badinga i-counseling uhlale phansi uchiye abangane bakho bonabo obhema laba imbanje oyenza laba izidakamizwa ufokase mafana u-intelligent uhlakaniphile ulobuchopho ikusasa lakho liyakhazimula you just need to focus. Uye esikolo udinga ama scholarships lapha and quit ikampani yakho yonke leyo odlala layo nsuku zonke siyazwana.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu and ngamazi lokwakha la mathamsa nqamathe and that's really my desire la ukuthi ngikwazi ukuhlukana lakho kokuthi and forever. And I'm even afraid ukuthi after saying such conversation is one of the things that it really, really, really shows.
Don't relapse. Thank you there. And We had on this show Tawanda Mafuta of the Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse, Natasha Mponde, a resident in Entumbane, and this drug abuser, Esingasozi Simkambe ngegama. Next week, the last show yami khonapha, and sizabe sikhuluma nge-porn addiction. Ngayikatshana. Bye-bye.